Okay, I want to call to order the regular Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. If you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Nick, if I could have a motion to approve the special meeting minutes and the regular meeting minutes last week?
I move to approve the approval of minutes April 9th, 2024, and April 9th, 2024, special meeting minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Next review agenda, we have to add a executive, it's already on there, the executive session for qualifications of a candidate. And then under other business, I think Ryan Brown wants to introduce a new attorney. Anything else? That's it? Gentlemen, anything else? No? Okay. With that, Amanda, please.
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication for giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please know that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Okay. Here in Prosser, I have Eileen Alexander. Do you want to come forward, please? You have about 3 minutes.
I want to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak again. I would like to thank each and every one of you for all your efforts regarding our animal control issues here in Benton County. I would also like to give a little bit of history. My family homesteaded here during the Dam Act. I lived down the street from my parents' house. My father was a businessman here. He operated a machine shop and actually made parts and things to repair so that Benton County could become what they are, because if your machinery breaks, you do not build and you do not farm. So I met a lot of people in my lifetime. I come here because Benton County is my past, my present, and most importantly, my future. I need to make a comment on your current plans to help take care of our animal control issues. One thing that concerned me in the presentation was indication that tasers might be used as non-lethal. That has been proven many times to not work on dogs. So we need to reconsider that aspect, please. Also, the offer to have the sheriff's office have keys and open up the animal control. I've done a little bit of ag control, animal control. I have been an ag student. I've had animal behavioral, animal husbandry. So I kind of might have a little bit of different perspective than some people. But when you go to an animal call, a dangerous animal call, expecting an officer to stuff a dog or an animal in the back of their car, come down and open up a facility and put it somewhere, let alone if that dog does not poop, puke, or pee all over your patrol car, which will suddenly not be able to be used. So, at least not for a little while. So that's probably not a real great option at this time. Just my feeling and my comment, because like I said, this is my future. This is where I have been my whole entire life. And my family, I'm one of five generations. So, yes. So my next thing is we are a county in crisis. We desperately need someone who has had animal control experience and knows what to do. People have died. And we have tried for the last 25 years. I have watched the diversion of funds, the misuse of funds, the abuse of our animals. And in 25 years, look at where we're at.
Okay.
And I know my 3 minutes is up, but that's what I needed to say. And thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
I apologize if I offended anyone.
No. Thank you for the time, taking the time to come in. Anyone here else in Prosser? Anyone in Kennewick? Anyone in Kennewick? And I have WebEx up today. I don't see anyone with a hand raised on WebEx.
Robert says there's one.
Oh, there is?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, this is Rami in Kennewick. This won't take long. I know you all got, you're there to talk about a lot of important things, but I think what's really important is I would really like everybody to take a couple minutes and just go outside and look up at the sky and see what's happening to our sky right now. Right now, I've documented it all morning for the past couple of hours. Planes flying across the sky. They lay out a trail. The trail doesn't go away. It slowly turns into a misty cloud, and now we have a lot of haze in the sky. I think you all should turn around and look out the window and look up, and you can see it. This is not normal, and I'm sorry, everybody, but you better start looking up to the sky and paying attention to what's going on. It's not normal. What goes up comes down. What are we breathing? What's falling on us? Okay, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I don't see anyone else on WebEx. With that, then, I will close public comment. And generally, let's move the consent agenda. If I can have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll move to go ahead and approve the consent agenda items A through J. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through J. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Next, under scheduled business, request for position reclassification positions in the canine control. Greg?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Bear with me here. I'm going to open up a slide really quick.
Greg, it looks like we have two separate motions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the board held a workshop last Wednesday about the county's canine shelter and about our dangerous dog codes. At the conclusion of the workshop, the board provided some initial feedback that they were interested in potentially moving towards option 3. And so I've kind of taken option 3 and broken it down into 4 different components. or four different tasks. We'll just kind of touch on those. Increase the staff at the canine shelter to include on-call evening and weekend rotations. Appointing the canine shelter as the animal control authority and amending the code 2.20. Take over the sheriff's responsibilities associated with the dangerous dog declarations, permitting and licensing, and look to expand the capacity at our current shelter or at a new location. We can estimate the tasks 1, 2, and 3 can be completed rather quickly over the next few months, and with task 4 most likely taking longer since it's a construction project. If the board wishes to begin today on the process of the tasks, staff has prepared an LIT and a job description change to initiate task 1. This increase in staffing is something we hope we can get done rather quickly. Hopefully we can do that in May of 2024, and that can provide immediate benefit to the public. To increase the service level at the shelter, it's expected to require 2 additional full-time officers, as well as converting 1 part-time canine officer to full-time. With the expansion of the canine program, the additional employees and the services that are now would be provided at the shelter, we additionally look to change the canine control supervisor position to a canine control manager position. And then also provide the supplies, services, and capital that are needed to support the reorg and increase in staffing and services at the shelter. The resources for the requested increase in budget would be transferred from the general fund to animal control for the remaining 24 budget. The 25-26 budget funding will be requested during the upcoming budget process. So while we begin the hiring process in task 1, we'll start to work with the PA's office on the code amendment in task 2 and the sheriff's office regarding the future transfer of dangerous dog responsibilities in number 3. And I know Josh and Caleb had some initial conversations with the sheriff's office yesterday that went really well, starting to evaluate number 3. And if it's all right with the board, I'd like to have Robert Blaine come up, and he can discuss a little bit about task 4 and the potential for an architectural design team really quick.
I do have a quick question,
yes.
Greg. So I know there's a reallocation. I just thought of this now, I wrote it down. There's about anywhere from $4,500 to $5,500 that needs to be transferred over. When will that $5,500? Okay, during budget cycle. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because it's dangerous dog stuff. So from one department to another. So I wanted to ask that question.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Task 4, we would look to put out an RFQ for a design team, which would then design the project, and we would do a hard bid. Trying to expedite this, we feel that's the best process to move forward. We look for the board to have consensus on moving that forward. The RFQ is ready to go, and so we get it out on the street in the next week or so.
Next what?
We get the RFQ out on the street in the next week or so.
And that would be to expand the existing facility.
Right. And have you guys found the capital? Do we need to find that to go ahead and fund the project to expand it?
Looking at the capital fund, we would look to reprioritize some of the projects that we have currently on the list.
I have an idea. I think
we would have enough funds.
Okay.
So,
go ahead, Greg. Finish.
To get all this paperwork together, obviously, in such a short time this last week, it required a real team effort. And I want to thank Jared, Matt, Carly, Robert, everybody. Everybody kind of went above and beyond to kind of put this together in a short order. And so the staff recommends approval of the LIT, the new canine control job description and classification. And then if the board after that could consider the consensus request to move forward with the architectural design.
Yeah, the addition, I think that's the best way to go. Mm-hmm. Cost saving wise is to add on instead of relocating and building a whole new building. So yeah, if we can figure out a way to add on and make it more efficient and better there, that'd be the cheaper, faster way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the footprint when you look at it looks big enough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of driveway in the front, but we'll figure it out. I know you guys can figure it out.
Okay, is that all? So one question that really came to mind. So with the hiring will go out, and then depending on if we get someone to apply. So you're looking maybe have someone on board at the end of the May.
That's
and,
the hope.
And then the training, how long does that training take?
It'll take a little bit of time. It depends on what the qualifications are of the person that we hire. If they don't have a lot of experience, it'll take longer. Okay. Our hope is we can find one or two people that have a base foundation to come in with that we can build on.
Okay. Okay. So,
no, I just think, just one last thing, okay. And I'll make a motion. I just appreciate you guys. I know it's going to be a lot of work. But like I said, this isn't anybody's. It's just been an issue for the last 25 plus years. And so this is a way to go ahead and finish it out and move it forward and continue to improve it. So I think it's a good thing for Benton County. I'll make a motion to move to approve the canine control manager job description and classification as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes.
I'll make a second motion to approve the transfer of funds within the general fund 0010, department 115, non-departmental, to department 137, animal control as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. So I just wanted to say thank you for getting to this quickly. You know, now I really do appreciate it, because you know, I thought I could get things done quickly in government, but that's turned out to be wrong over my career. But good to see this, that you all came together and got some stuff done.
Well, I appreciate that.
So I appreciate that.
And then if the board could give Robert kind of consensus to move forward, that would.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you, John.
In consensus? That doesn't sound right. We're all for it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Other business. Ryan, you want to introduce your guest? Well, I'm not a guest.
Morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to take a minute to introduce the newest addition to the prosecutor's office. This is Amber Smith, and she's going to be taking over the labor and employment position. Amber spent about 5 years as deputy prosecutor in Lewis County, and in the last year and a half, she's been their human relations person. And so she wanted to get back into facts of law, particularly this area of the law, so that would be a good fit. And yesterday was her first day, and she's ready, willing, and able to help out. Amber, anything you want to add?
Yes, I'm just very excited to have this opportunity and looking forward to helping serve the citizens of Benton County.
Well, welcome aboard. Carly will put you to work. you know, just don't talk as long as the last guy. I joke. Talk all you want.
Well, welcome to Benton County, and I know you'll enjoy it here.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome, Amber.
And welcome. We're also getting a new Chick-fil-A, too, so I'm pretty sure you're excited about Chick-fil-A.
Well, you know, I ate my first Chick-fil-A not long ago, isn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait till it opens up. Mm. See what I have to work with.
You should talk to them about efficiencies. They're pretty good with that drive-up.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
That's all.
No, you're up next, too, for... take care of the business. Anything?
Nothing. Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
I had something that I don't remember. It's an age thing. how about Josie? Anything? No? Kent? No? Anyone there in Kennewick? Any electeds? No? Okay, we have two executive sessions. The first one will be the let's take the sheriffs first. Since they're here under sheriff law and Ms. Gill's qualification candidate, 5 minutes maybe? We'll take that and then come in
okay.
So they can get back on their way. So we'll go at ease for executive session. It's 9:19 for 5 minutes for qualifications of a candidate for public employment. Second session from the executive session. No decisions were made. Mr. Albert.
I'll make a motion to approve the salary request form as presented by Amy Bergman.
For Amy Bergman.
For Amy Bergman. Stand corrected. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Okay, next we'll go into executive session for first quarter litigation update. Mr. Brown, how long?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about pending litigation for
15 minutes. So right now it is 9:24. We'll be at ease. Okay.
Okay, 9:39, we can have an executive session, discuss pending litigation.
Gentlemen, anything else
further for the
Nothing. With that, then, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.